Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, thank you so much for joining us on your lunch break on this historical trial that started today. How are you?
You know, it's actually a hysterical trial. I wish it was historic. It is historical because it's hysterical. It's a sad day for country. I snuck into the courtroom library for privacy. As you can see, there are books behind me, which normally I don't like to be near books. They're sort of gateway drugs to radical left thinking. But, and as actually a great American, Ted Bundy, once escaped out of a courtroom library from one of his trials. And I'm not going to escape. I'm not going to run because we have to be strong. But I did think about it. I thought, well, you know, Ted Bundy was a talented, handsome guy who did very well with the ladies. You know, maybe they're coming after me like they came after him. But no, we're going to stand and fight, and we're going to fight very strongly. But it's a very sad day for our country. Very sad.
Now, Mr. President, breaking news here. I just got a word of. Please tell me if this is true or false, that you fell asleep in court during the beginning of the trial today.
Now, you know, this is, you know how much damage I've done calling Joe Biden Sleepy Joe? You see, it's the man's, yes. You know, he's basically been destroyed because of that nickname. And so I think they want to try to turn it on me and say, Sleepy Trump. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work. In fact, my lawyer said that I had, as you can see, I'm in a T-shirt. We're going to put on a fresh shirt for the afternoon session because they said that I was so full of energy and fight during the morning session that a pool of drool had collected on my shirt because it was like I was like so much.
You're like foaming at the mouth?
There's so much spit was coming out of my mouth because I had so much energy that a puddle of drool, you know how it is when you're very excited and you know,
yes.
Nobody ever, this idea of I fell asleep, who the hell drools on the side of their mouth when they fall asleep? Nobody, I don't think. I don't think anybody does that. So
the puddle of
drool on my shirt was so large that they said, sir, like you have too much energy. We got to change your shirt before the, so totally awake, totally wide awake, in fact. I'd say wide awake. I would even say maybe even higher than that. I'd say white awake with a T, which is the highest level of awake. Just below woke, of course, which is when you're too awake, you go woke. So we are the maximum amount of wakeness. We're wide awake, pre-woke.
Now, I have a few questions about this trial so far. I know it just started. It is the first criminal trial for a president. Does that make you proud? I'll take the dance as a yes.
We do the dance. No, it's of course, because you ever heard the phrase, the enemy of my enemy is my friend?
Yes.
I made that up just now. That's interesting.
Okay.
It's probably one of my better phrases. But this is sort of like that. It's sort of, if I'm being persecuted and prosecuted by horrible people who hate our country, it's sort of a badge of honor for me. You see how that works? Like, in other words, we have radical left people who hate America and they're attacking me. And I take that as a good sign. If the enemies of America want to attack me, it means I'm sort of doing something right. And I'm, in fact, doing a lot of things right. Most things, in fact, probably everything, if we're being honest.
Okay. Now, they did on the transcript and the opening arguments, the prosecution read a transcript from your Access Hollywood conversation with Billy Bush. How did that make you feel to hear that back again?
As you know, it's locker room talk, and it has nothing to do, I think we should have object we should probably object to that, because what the hell does that have to do with an alleged false 2016 payment to a porn star that I was on camera, on audio 11 years earlier or whatever, talking to Billy Bush, just trying to be nice to him? And they say, what the hell does that have to do with anything? It has nothing to do with anything.
I think they're just trying to paint your character and who you are and what you stand for. So they're trying to make you look like someone who you are not, unfortunately.
Now they're trying to use video and audio of me doing and saying things to make me look bad. And that's despicable and disgraceful.
So it's despicable and disgraceful that they're using video and audio of things that you've said in the past to make you look bad.
Yes.
That makes sense.
That makes total sense. It
Now,
makes truth
yes.
sense. That's going to be our spin-off site from Truth Social, Truth Sense. We're going to offer therapy. It's going to be therapy and a therapy app through Truth Social called Truth Sense.
Like that. Now, what kind of merch has been sold outside of the courthouse today?
Well, there's our mugshot t-shirts, which are selling very well, obviously. There's a t-shirt that I designed that's been selling very well. It's a picture of me looking very strong and tough, and it says, if you send Trump to prison, he's gonna rape a lot of prisoners. Because the jokes, people think I'm going to go in there, he'll go to jail and he'll be, no. In fact, it's a very strong rule of prison where, they used to say during nicer times when I was president, you go in and you punch the biggest guy you see. Okay. But when you're a president, you're sort of the biggest guy. But now under Sleepy Joe, where we've lost our strong prison values, now the rule is you go into prison and you rape as many people as you see immediately to prove that you're the alpha. And I don't like the rules. I don't like that that's the new prison rules. I thought it was more honorable when it was just sort of you go in and you punch a big guy and prove you're tough.
Right.
But now, according to prison rules, you have to become a strong serial rapist by day two in prison, or they'll think you're weak.
Wow. How times have changed.
That's it. We're a nastier
Now,
country, unfortunately.
since this is a criminal trial going on, do you think you're going to be featured in more rap songs that come out and songs in the hip hop community? You used to be mentioned a ton in the 90s, and then it kind of stopped when you ran for president the first time. And do you think it's going to be a comeback of mentioning you in rap songs?
I'm certainly going to be coming on a lot of backs if I go to get sent to prison, if you listen to the previous part. But no, I think what we're looking at is we live in a sort of weakened rap world. We have Drake, who's Canadian and half a black, so he's probably the weakest top rapper we've ever had. And I know he did some diss track recently, but most of his songs are, sort of this half singing, half rap nonsense. So I don't think the rap game hasn't been interested in street cred in a long time. So they liked my wealth. They probably would still talk about my wealth and my talent. But I think we need some new rappers to come up who are more interested in street cred, because now prison is not about wealth. It's about toughness and street cred. So I think we need some tough rappers to emerge who will maybe, elevate my cause and my reputation.
Would you let Tekashi 6ix9ine do a song for you?
No, because he's known as many of my blacks at Jim Crow Records have told me, he is a snitch. He's like the Michael Cohen of the rap world. So we don't want him doing raps for us. In fact, that would be bad for the brand. Now
Script. Yes.
Well, no, I'm just saying we'd prefer, like, I wouldn't mind if Suge Knight,
Yes, from
the
prison.
Death Row guy.
Suge.
I wouldn't,
Yeah.
even though he wasn't a rap, Suge, even though he's very
Yeah.
huge, I wouldn't mind if he, even though he wasn't a rapper, he would be the kind of person who I think, we'd like to hear. Maybe, I think he has a podcast. Maybe I'll do an interview on his podcast because I know he'd respect what I'm doing and what I'm going through.
Mr. President, can you excuse me for 1 second while I just let my dog in? She continues to bark, and I don't want the audio to come on through the
Like a
microphone.
dog,
I will be back
barking like a
like a
dog.
dog. I'll be back in 10 seconds.
Well, I'm going to talk to the people. Okay, people, do you see this? This is why we fire our tech stuff people. When I have a do when I have a dog bark, I say, "Shut up, Tiffany." But when the tech stuff has a dog, he goes, "Gotta go get the dog," and he's back. We can stop talking trash about him. Hello, tech stuff. You
Hi.
can listen to that later, and you'll see how strongly I spoke about you.
Okay. Also, now throughout history, when big events happen, some artists have come together and created songs, and they donate the proceeds to certain organizations. We Are the World, and then later on, there was a song "Voices That Care." I think in the 90s, that was. We Are the World was the 80s. Nothing in the 2000s yet. Do you think some artists will come together, maybe like Kid Rock and some other country stars, and do a song for you and donate all the proceeds to your trial?
Well, this is sort of an exclusive, I guess, for the Making Podcast. Great again, folks.